here with Marcus and John of Thumpers, and they're about to play Cavern tonight. How are you guys feeling?
Feeling good.
I know that your album's just come out in the States.
Yeah.
So what's the reception to that been like?
Yeah, really positive. Yeah. I mean, it's weird, you know, we've been in bands before and we've never actually got to the stage of like actually releasing a record properly. So to go through that, even though it's not out here yet, just even getting reviews is a pretty frightening thing, and I think I'm slowly turning off that sort of channel.
Trying to maintain your sort of genuineness in the interest of what you did originally, and also moving forward, like writing new songs, just make sure that whatever impulses you have are still yours and organic. But that said, I mean, just the fact that we've got an album out in America has not escaped our attention. It's not about the reviews, it's about friends of ours in America sending us photos of the album, you know, a body of work we've released on shelves, like in stores and stuff. Like, I mean, it's just a really overwhelming feeling.
And an album released on Sub Pop, no less.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
What's it been like working with them?
Dream, really, really? Yeah, a dream. They've been really, like, spontaneous in the way that you'd hope, like, a sort of independent label would be. Just really free-flowing with the ideas for the album and for promotion. And just a joy to work with in that way. Just really positive, really excited to do it, and you know, you can't ask for that.
Yeah.
I know some bands, like the Eagles, for example, their last record that came out, they bypassed all labels and they actually did a direct-to-Walmart release.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that kind of way of releasing music?
I think you can only do that if you're an established band. Like, with a new band, you have to... You need help to get your... And financial support to get your name out there and to get you into the right...
A lot of it is based on relationships, and that's what labels bring as much as like finance and stuff. They have relationships with shops, with, you know, promoters, radio, all of those things that they're the kind of hub for, and that is really difficult to sidestep if you're a new band. It's kind of great, actually.
And you need a seal of approval. Like, so for Sub Pop, that's our in America. People are fans of like that label, so when you hear something coming out now, even if, you know, they trust it.
Yeah.
So you instantly get that, and I think, you know, if we were signed off the back of when no one had heard of us and suddenly we're on like, you know, this EMI, and you know, that wouldn't work because we're like a pop band in a, you know, we're so poppy, people just smell a rat and just be like, not for me, because, you know, there's so many ways these days as well to, you know, you pay for your Facebook numbers and all that, or we pay for your plays, which we just don't do. We're not, you know, it's been suggested to us by a few people. It's just like, we're not doing that because what is the point? Like,
you can easily misrepresent your sort of DIY ethics. And for John and I, we've, you know, grown up being in bands and really respect those things. But if you're making poppy music, there's a tendency for people to overlook the way that you've got anywhere, and that's kind of a shame. But so it's great to be sort of taken into like a family of bands that you think share a similar kind of outlook.
When the Sub Pop thing sort of came up, it was just like, wow, this could be amazing for us. So we'll see.
Yeah.
It's been quite a long time. And now you're back recording, releasing albums, touring. Do you feel like you're living the dream?
It's hard to know, like, where you are. You know, you say that, like, because...
There's a lot of spinning plates to being in a band generally, and as long as you're doing it and able to sustain doing it, that is the game. That is the dream. The dream is doing it, being able to support yourself doing it, and being able to continue doing it, what you love, which is making music. So yeah, that in that sense, yes, this is exactly where we want to be.
Mm.
You know, whatever level that is. You know, obviously we're playing the Cavern tonight. If were we playing somewhere bigger, you know, you could say that's more the dream, but it isn't, because we've got ourselves here, and that's something to feel proud of, and we've got the kind of means to go forward as well, and that's all we can ask for. Like, and you shouldn't expect more than that from a band like me.
Are you playing any festivals this summer?
Yeah, it's sort of in that stage where we're just sort of like, nothing's been, like, we can't announce stuff yet, and there's stuff on the table and stuff, but yeah, it's going to be busy because the record comes out in May, so it's going to be pretty much like that classic sort of every weekend, like three festival kind of thing. So it's definitely going to be busy, but nothing we can officially sort
no.
of
No, but the kind of music mention. We're making is so, like, I think, suited to festivals, and the fact that the album be out before we play any in the UK will be a great feeling. If people can learn the lyrics to the songs, hopefully the song. More quickly than I did, then that would be a really good feeling to play in a field somewhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of lyrics in the chorus of Unkinder.
Yeah,
a lot of
just
lyrics.
The chorus, yeah.
I had to Google them to see what they were.
Yeah, even then, it's tutorial. Harder because of the rhythm and how it's such a weird thing that it's even if you have them in front of you.
And one final question. I read somewhere you used to perform with Angel Wings on. Is that true?
That was in
our last band, yeah.
So yeah, that we
tried the negotiating a guitar strap through the straps that you wear for Angel Wings, I'll tell you don't want to be doing. You don't want to be messing with that. If you break a guitar string and you try and take your guitar off over Angel Wings, you're going to lose a lot of feathers. You know, there's
that
a reason people don't wear
that. Is, I can't believe we did that.
I'm pretty happy with all
it's
wearing
so,
it.
So, I was just
and you don't have
very
any,
embarrassing.
Any more things, masks or hats? Or
no, anything, no, like, don't do
aesthetics.
That. Yeah, it's all about music this time.
Thank you very much for joining me. I look forward to the gig.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers.